Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you, and it's all free. Thanks to our corporate partners, whom we appreciate very much. We hope you do, too. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to talk about a little politics, a little political issue, a public policy issue that's being debated right now. It's the healthcare debate. And, folks, I'm very, you know, I'm sure you figured out by now, I'm very much interested in this debate. I'm very much a part of the debate. I'm doing my best to be part of the debate and to be part of the solution. And so I've done quite a bit, you know, as people that I disagree with on this debate, who are on the other side of the debate, as they ramp up their level of the debate, I and others are ramping up our level. I'm not part of any organization. I'm just out here as a small business owner, just like you are, with my own views. But I do have a platform, and I'm going to use it for this purpose, because I do think that I do think that there are some mistakes being made, and I want to talk about that. Right now, I've got some ideas that I've been looking around. I've been thinking about what's been going on and where we are, and so I want you to think about something. In the beginning, when all this started, there was a philosophical desire. I'm convinced there was a philosophical desire among many in our government to reform healthcare in America. Now, whether you agree with that philosophy or not is a different story. But there was a desire to reform healthcare. Now, think about that. You might say, well, duh, of course, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to explain to you why I think it's important to realize that they wanted to reform healthcare in America. One thing that most people on both sides of the debate agreed upon is that something needed to be done to improve the way we deliver and pay for healthcare. A lot of people on both sides of this debate were saying that. We need to have some kind of reform to healthcare, the way we deliver and pay for healthcare. Initially, the debate was over how to accomplish that, how to accomplish the reform of healthcare, how do we pay for and deliver healthcare. In biblical days, the Pharisees, you remember those guys? They had, as they used to say, the power to bind and loose. That's a lot of power, right? If you got the ability to bind and loose, you got control. Currently, the fact is, the Democrats have this kind of legislative power. They've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got a filibuster-proof Senate, and they've got the White House. So they've got the ability legislatively to bind and loose. But interestingly enough, there's a debate within the debate among the Democrats as to how to accomplish reform, primarily along the lines of how much the government should be involved in our healthcare system. When you blend this debate within the debate with the political prudence of galvanizing some kind of a bipartisan reform legislation, and then you stir in the arbitrary time pressures that President Obama and the Democrat leadership have placed on this process, the result is a contest between so many different legislative proposals that the average person like you and me can't possibly score this game at home. It's just too complicated. There's so many proposals. They're changing the rules on both sides of the debate. Remember, folks, I'm talking about both sides of the debate here. The rules are changing all the time. So in all of this convolution, there is one thing, and this is where I am right now, folks. There's one thing that's starting to become clear to regular folks like you and me. Those in the damn the political torpedoes, full speed ahead with reform now camp are starting to look like their objective has evolved from healthcare reform for its own sake to healthcare reform purely for the sake of politics. Now, I'm not naive, nor are you naive enough to believe that any healthcare reform won't be political. But when we're talking about a topic that involves 17% of the U.S., one-sixth of the U.S. economy, and has few peers in terms of the personal impact, the intimate impact on every American as our healthcare system does, shouldn't we expect the final product of this legislation, of this reform, to be more focused on reform than on accomplishing a political win? I'm going to say that again. With one-sixth of our economy at stake and something as personal as our health care, shouldn't we expect the final reform product to be more focused on health care than on accomplishing a political win? As I watch this embarrassing mayhem, has led me to want health care reform legislation to not happen at all. It's led me to want no health care reform legislation this year. You've heard me say that before. Because any bill produced in the current process where it's more important to get a political win than to reform health care will surely create more harm than good. The reform process should be scrapped completely until market opportunities and governmental checks and balance can be debated with the single purpose of setting our healthcare system on a track that makes sense for Americans living in the societal and market realities of the 21st century and not a victim of the vestiges of 20th century political party dysfunction. So folks, that's why I want no bill. It's not about reform anymore. It's about politics. And that's okay if we're talking about some small issue. This is huge. Healthcare. It's huge. I think we should table it and come back next year and when cooler heads prevail. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.